on Friday night, and what he had to say was really important, and we need to understand what Andrew Luck did and why he did it before we judge Andrew Luck for doing it. We'll talk about that a little bit. Need to love his decision. You don't have to like it. You just need to love it, all right? The NFL draft, just 10 days away. We're finally going to find out who's going to be the next generation of Colts. You're going to have a first-round pick at 15, second-round pick at 46, and then a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. This draft has all the earmarks of one that could bring some very substantial talent to the Colts. I'm going to tell you the lesson of mock drafts and why mock drafts are kind of important. They're really, really fun. You go to Pro Football Focus, you do the mock draft, you say, hey, I got an A. I'm a good general manager. Happens all the time, right? I traded down, I traded up. What do we learn from these mock drafts? That's important. Indiana University basketball. Got a commitment this weekend from the Pac-12, the final Pac-12 freshman of the year. He's really good, and they might get another commitment today from another Pac-12 player who's also really good, but about a generation older than Miles Rice. We'll talk about that a little bit. Umar Ballo, still on his visit in Bloomington this morning. Is he going to commit before he leaves? They would like to get a signature on the piece of paper saying, you know what, I'm coming to Bloomington. We'll see if Umar Ballo does that. 13-10. Old man, 7-footer, 260, a guy who automatically lifts play in the pivot, would be, 5 years older than Khalil Ware? Replacing the freshman with a veteran. That's the way you do it. The Pacers, they're going to the playoffs. They're going to be the sixth seed, and that's exactly what we wanted, right? Like 3 weeks ago, we were talking about, geez, the sixth seed would be pretty good. Thought they were going to wind up playing the Knicks, but the Knicks won yesterday in overtime against the Bulls, and so they wind up with a 2 seed, Bucks 3 seed. So Indiana will start its playoff run in Milwaukee. They've got injury issues, Antetokounmpo injury issues. That's a big deal. We'll see if the Pacers are capable of doing in the postseason what they were able to do in the regular season, and that's play just enough defense to be successful. Playoff intensity basketball is a little bit different. We'll see if the Pacers can lift their game a little bit. WNBA draft tonight is a huge night for the Indiana Fever. That franchise is going to change tonight. The popularity of that franchise is going to evolve and go into hyperspeed. They're selling tickets, they're taking ticket reservations, for goodness sake. But Caitlin Clark, obviously, wouldn't it be funny if, like, with a number one pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Angel Reese? That'd be hilarious. Not going to happen. It's going to be Caitlin Clark. There's no question. Masters, Scottie Scheffler won. He was the favorite coming in. This is really bad for the PGA Tour. I mean, I hate to say it, but Scottie Scheffler has the, he's got the charisma of, you know, this book. You know, you want to hear Scottie Scheffler talk? No, you don't. He's not interesting. And so, but he's a really, really good golfer, but not a guy who's going to galvanize any kind of fan support on any level at any tournament. Nobody is going to follow Scottie Scheffler around a course. Yeah, you're just, well, that's a pretty nice shot. You know, he's not John Daly. He's not Tiger Woods. He's not Phil Mickelson. He's not a guy who's going to, there's no polarization with the fandom of that guy. Scottie Scheffler, just great tee to green. And if he makes enough putts, he wins every week. That's the way it is. This is Breakfast with Kent for Tax Day. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. Brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, here's the thing with MyBookie. You use promo code Kent, and you will win before you even play. Promo code Kent, and you get up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus. How about that action before you even enter into the action? And if you bet Scottie Scheffler over the weekend, Congratulations. You won about four times your money. An absurdly low set of odds for Scottie Scheffler, given that you've got the best golfers in the world at Augusta National. However, you know what? 4-1 beats losing, doesn't it? Yes, it does. My bookie, you can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere, only at my bookie. All right. Make sure and subscribe to this channel. We will have giveaways coming up very soon, and only subscribers are eligible for the giveaways. Make sure and like the video. That's the thumbs up icon. Hit that. Do it for all videos. It's a nice thing to do. And you want to make a donation? Make a donation. Let's talk about sports, shall we? So Andrew Luck spoke to the media locally. He was at a fundraiser for Chuck Pagano, Chuck Pagano's foundation. And Andrew Luck talked about his decision and how he turned the page immediately. Once he made the decision to retire, he was never coming back. This is what we've told you the entire time. Andrew Luck does not vacillate. He is not a wobbler. When he retired, that was it. He was done. And he is. You could see, I mean, he's lost a significant amount of weight, a significant amount of muscle mass. Seems to be really, really happy. And that's the reason for him making that decision. In rehab, look, if you want to be a professional football player, you sign up for some pretty tough duty. And your family signs up for some pretty tough duty. And the family, you're in the locker room, the family's not. And it's really not an easy situation. Andrew Luck didn't like what he put his family through, his wife, his daughter, and didn't want that for them. He wanted to be present for them. He didn't want to work 16 hours a day every single day in order to be the best quarterback he could be for the Indianapolis Colts. And he didn't want the darkness of rehab. Rehab is really a grind and really difficult. He didn't need the money. So he said, you know what, at the age of 29, enough. They've paid a big enough price for me to do what I love. So now I'm going to concentrate on my love for them and bring them some happiness. And that's to be respected. Family first. That's a good thing. Not team first. Of course, like, we're not fans of Andrew Luck's family. We don't go to bed at night thinking, man, I hope Andrew Luck's family's okay tonight. We don't think that way. We do think that way about football teams, and we think that way about the Indianapolis Colts. We think, man, we would like the Indianapolis Colts to find their way back to the playoffs for the first time since the year 2020 and maybe get to another Super Bowl. We've had two since the Colts moved here in 1984. We would like that. Andrew Luck is, look, you cannot look at a picture of Steve McMichael as he battles ALS, former Chicago Bear, defensive tackle, a guy who lived life at, like on a scale of 1 to 10, he lived an 11 life. As a football player, as a teammate, as a Chicagoan, that guy lived life with great enthusiasm, and hopefully still does. But the pictures you see of him as he fights ALS, man, he's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this summer. It's just the amount of sacrifice that he's made because he loves football and he loved the Chicago Bears, you know, and he loved his teammates. You don't want to put your family through that. You don't want to make that choice on their behalf because you love a game. That's not the way Andrew Luck thinks. So you can't, judging him after looking at the past, I couldn't believe it was Steve McMichael. Like, I'd see Steve McMichael around Chicago. Oh, you big, burly, you had the bangs working. Now he is, he's not him. And for that to willfully be entered into, the chance that that could happen to Andrew Luck, he's not doing that to his family. And you need to respect it. You don't need to love it. You don't need to like it, I guess. You need to respect it. I love the decision because it shows a love for family. And I think family is really important. Family is bigger than football. Did you know that Andrew Luck, do you know that there have only been three quarterbacks in the history of Indianapolis Colts football that have won a playoff game for the franchise. It's true. Jim Harbaugh, he won two playoff games. And Peyton Manning won 9. Andrew Luck won 4. Three quarterbacks in 40 years have won a playoff game. Andrew Luck, number 2 on that list, having won 4 of them. So let's not crap on Andrew Luck. By the way, did you know that of the quarterbacks with the most regular season wins this century, meaning since the year 2000, 5 have played or are under contract for the Indianapolis Colts? Peyton Manning, obviously, he's 3rd. Philip Rivers is 6th. Matt Ryan, 7th. Matt Hasselbeck, 10th. And Joe Flacco, the newest Colt, he is 12th. That from the great Brian Whitney. We love odd, unique stats. Of course, Tom Brady is atop the list. Game 1 Sunday for the Indianapolis Pacers. They are in Milwaukee. They won yesterday. They scored 157 points yesterday against the Atlanta Hawks. They shot threes, and they shot threes with great accuracy. So they are the 6th seed playing against the Bucks. I think they got a hell of a shot to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. They might wind up playing the New York Knicks in the semifinals. Beat the Bucks, then you can beat the Knicks. I think they should beat the Knicks. Then you go and you play against the Celtics, and I think that's going to get a little bit rougher. The Pacers during the regular season did not match up really, really well against the Celtics. But, hey, you know what? I'll take a run of the Eastern Conference Finals. It's been a while, right? Mock drafts for the Colts. Really, really, I think that they allow us to learn this lesson. Trading up is really, really difficult. Trading up lessens the fun of that mock draft process. And trading up almost always gives you a lower grade than you would normally get if you trade back. Trading back from 15, let's say to 26, and I think it's 57, getting both those picks and maybe a third pick from the Bucks, you can land a lot of guys. You can go get guys at 26 and 57 in addition to your 46. And if you trade up, you're sacrificing guys. And you better have a specific target that is in a position of need that falls in a weird way. You get somebody, let's say, at 9 or 10. You know, the Bears have got that pick at 9. And if somebody falls to 9, all of a sudden, like Roma Dunze, if he winds up being available at 9, do you think about trading up to the Bears? Trading up with 15 and another pick. You do. Absolutely you do. But failing that, failing somebody falling at that level, it's really, really difficult doing the mocks to make that kind of investment. And I got nothing on the line, and it's still difficult. Chris Ballard, his family likes it in Indianapolis. He doesn't want to get fired. Trading up will get your ass fired. That's what it'll do. If you miss, if you take a swing at 9 on a specific guy and you give up draft equity to move up and get that pick, whew, you could have a problem. And that problem might wind up being the lever that gets you bounced from this nice gig with the Indianapolis Colts. IU got a commitment over the weekend from Miles Rice. He was the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year, the final Pac-12 Freshman of the Year. 15.5 point a game scorer at point guard. Really, really good. This is a good get for Indiana, although we say that about all transfers, and we say it every year, and it drives me nuts. I get excited. Umar Ballo is in Bloomington right now. There's a crystal ball prediction at Rivals that says he is going to commit to Indiana. Umar Ballo is a big, grown man. 7 feet tall, 260 pounds, averaged 13-10 for Arizona. Arizona was really good last year. Ballo, a terrific transfer, Rice, 3 years. Rice has 3 years of eligibility remaining. Ballo, just this 1 year. But if you get Ballo and you get Rice and you've got Mbako and you've got Renew and Galloway or someone else, you got a chance to win some games. And that would be a very, very nice thing. It would be nice to see Indiana do work in the portal that would allow them to take some steps up. Getting Ballo and Rice both. And then you've still got, if Ballo commits, you've still got four spots to fill that you could use. Mike Woodson did not fill one of them last year. He went with 12 scholarship guys. I kind of like that. That's okay. But I mean, even 11 would be all right. But even at that, like, you would have two spots remaining. We'll see what happens. But so far, I guess, you know, and again, we always get excited. There's no point in getting excited. Let's see if they win something. Then we'll get excited and believe that Mike Woodson is capable of putting something together that resembles a quality basketball team. WNBA draft tonight, Caitlin Clark's going to be the first overall pick. That is the least dramatic moment maybe in the history of the WNBA, while being one of the most important because it puts this franchise back on the rails. Awesome. Can't wait. Ed Schrock, happy birthday. Christopher Asher, happy birthday. Jim Slotke, happy birthday. Michael Blakely, happy birthday. Alex Cord, Dale Speckman, the great Matt Cotty, celebrating a birthday. Bill Schultz, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. The radio show starts in about 10 minutes. I can't wait to talk to you on WGCL Radio. Go to WGCLradio.com. If you're not in the Monroe County area, can't wait to talk to you in a few minutes. And this afternoon, Inside Indiana Sports Now. But before that, I'm on with Dan Dockich for the Power Hour from 2 to 3 this afternoon on Indy Sports Ticket, WXNT 1430. Let's go. That's the old stomping grounds. Let's go. Have a great day. Enjoy yourself today. And make sure, focus on somebody else. Put them in a position where they enjoy themselves. Lift them.